Welcome back. Next up, Regan Hutchins uncovers the story of his aristocratic neighbour in Dublin's Stonybatter, Fanny Jennings. She lived at the apex of the Stuart court in London, but ended her days impoverished and in retreat with the Poor Clare sisters of North King Street.
In 1730, an 81-year-old widow died in a small convent on Dublin's North King Street. Her body was taken across the river to St. Patrick's Cathedral. I cycle along that street every day on my way into town and can no longer do so without thinking of Fanny Jennings, the Duchess of Tyrconnell, our widow in question. She was born in England and she was a famed beauty at the royal court there. Fanny was a fun-loving, willful girl who once disguised herself as a fruit seller only to be discovered by her expensive shoes. In 1681, Fanny married Richard Talbot. He was her second husband and a favourite of King James II, who styled Talbot the Duke of Tyrconnell. He was appointed Viceroy of Ireland and the couple moved to a house on North King Street, then a fashionable Dublin suburb. Even the King visited them there. However, fortunes rose and fell like stockings in those times, and Fanny Jennings didn't escape misery. King James's fall at the Battle of the Boyne also toppled Tyrconnell, who died of apoplexy. Fanny was thrust into poverty and exile. She was alienated from her family, stripped of her title, exhausted by the times, I'm sure, and with no one to care for her. Some historians say she gave the Duke's house over to the nuns of Poor Clare and lived with them there until they found her one morning, dead on her bedroom floor. I have read conflicting accounts saying her house was elsewhere in Dublin, not on North King Street, and that Fanny Jennings lived and died there and not with the nuns. Allow me my story, though. It adds romance to a bike ride, recalling to life this lonely duchess in her convent. And who knows? This version might even be true.
Regan Hutchins there with the story of Fanny Jennings.